Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That is like, is that a category for you, man?
No, because you haven't heard about the alien story?
That they down the Bukkake?
Well, the guy woke up with loads of semen on him. And they said it was an alien Bukkake.
Do you know who the guy in question is?
Who?
Steve-O.
I got abducted.
By what?
Come on, I don't want to talk about it.
You're different, man.
Steve-O's a next level.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, please.
Okay, my bad.
Sounds like everyone had a good break, though.
That didn't happen in the break, though. I was going to let you know that wasn't my good break. That was a nightmare.
It's that time again, people.
It is. Sailing
on a daily.
All right.
Man and nothing, why?
Yeah. This is an advertisement for Sailing. Sailing is the affordable and easy to use eSIM service for international travel.
And it's sustainable.
Sailing is an eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections to over 200 destinations worldwide.
Simply download the Sailing app and pick a data plan.
And it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With Sailing eSIM, you ditch the physical SIM. Whew.
Save on roaming costs and never lose connection.
Forget queuing at airports for SIM cards.
And forget those sneaky roaming fees.
With Sailing, you get a secure internet connection on your travels.
And it enables you to switch your device's virtual location to back home.
So you can access all the apps and sites which may be blocked when abroad. Sports, movies, TV shows.
You name it.
All of that, mate.
And if you're moving on to another country, just add new destinations to your existing Sailing eSIM.
As there's no need to install new eSIMs every time.
Mm-mm. No time for that.
Download Sailing in the App Store by scanning the QR code on screen.
It's because I'm singing it.
I don't know where it is.
It's on screen.
It's on screen. Use the code FILTHYFILLERS at the checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box.
One more time, boys.
Sailing on a daily.
On Friday.
Hey, boys, what you lot been up to on the international break? Because I've been, hey.
I could imagine.
Well, that's been good. It's been good. That's what I'll say.
That's it.
Really been on nothing.
No?
You've been on for real.
One sec. I've spoke to everyone here, except for you and you, because that's on purpose. but you've had a good time.
What have I done?
I don't want to say.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a good time.
Had a good time.
You've had a bit of a stinker over the holidays.
Yeah, stinker, yeah.
We've been talking business.
Hey, that's good.
No
business with me.
Bruv, your thing's mad, bruv. You always tell me you got something for me and it's never happened.
Your thing's mad.
What do you mean? It's business. We're talking business.
No, we're talking business, boys.
And that's why
business,
I don't call you lot. That's why I don't call you lot.
Maturity.
I said I hope it's business. disclaimer.
You're going to tell me how business works.
No, go on, land, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, how business works. Sometimes you see, that's why I'm there. To fish out the bullshit. You get what I'm saying? I'm like a filter. You get what I'm saying to you? So you only hear back about it when I filtered out the nonsense.
Who's filtering the
news? Yeah, son.
And who's filtering
the
news?
If he's the filter.
Yeah. I'm second point.
Okay.
Yeah, until they get to where they want to get to. You get what I'm saying?
Middleman.
Yeah, so when I'm talking about, is there any...
The middleman.
Is there any glue money?
Is that bad?
Sandwich.
They say the art of good business is being a bit good middleman.
Yeah, man.
See? Man know me, man, from the drinks days, bro. Man know I used to make hella drinks. We're on the 30s, yo, Bella.
Yeah, man. But it's been a good break, innit?
So you're not going to ask us how our breaks been?
How did you just break go, boys?
He got a new bag. You got the new Moschino bag.
You've not been up at
a Cartier wedding ring, bro. I've been upgraded, bro. I thought I was going to kill them with that bag still. I'm not going to lie.
That bag's a jacket.
Hey, can I just say something? And I'm not a pocket watcher. I really ain't.
Cartier, platinum.
But you've upped your legs, isn't it?
I wanted to get one of them.
Cartier wedding ring.
Why are we not applauding the fact that he's upgraded his ring? Do you know how
well,
big...
Well, my wife upgraded it as well. Yeah, come on, man.
Big up. But I heard it's like a thing to have like a... I thought a wedding band was just supposed to be pure. like yeah. marriage.
Has that got diamonds
like, so,
in it?
Like if that's like it's got screws in it. So does that mean the marriage is working? Does it mean it's getting worked on?
He got you there still. He got you
Does it mean it's getting worked on?
Hey, what do you mean? Marriage is always, it's a constant working thing, bro. It's a constant work. You see what I'm saying? Come on.
Has it got diamonds in it?
No, it hasn't.
My wedding ring's got diamonds. What's wrong with that?
You're not married.
It's conflict, bro. I don't want nothing to do with conflict diamonds, bro. You look crazy.
But I'm just happy, man. Again, I'm happy to be here. It's been a great couple of weeks. In football terms.
Well, we had other a break terms. From it. That's the whole point. I want to know what you do out of football.
I went to Serbia to watch the Partizan Derby, Red Star. It's a basketball
that was
derby.
For football?
Yeah. Oh, no, basketball. I went to watch the basketball.
Outside of football. Ultras and that. They got flares in that.
Flares inside the stadium. Insane.
That inside never, the stadium.
Inside the stadium. Bro, flares inside the
basketball,
stadium.
Basketball, broskis. Indoors.
Oh, when you said stadium. Stadium's usually an outdoor thing.
No, indoor arena.
Indoor arena.
Indoor arena. And they're just throwing bombs, bro.
Whoa.
Bro. Yeah.
You're doing too much.
You're getting crazy.
You're doing too much.
Especially with the last couple of weeks.
Just because you can't read, it don't mean you just start.
Because you lot are unaware. You can't say certain words, bro.
What?
Bombs. For the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks still.
Do you experience racism out there?
No.
No.
No one asked Eric me do if behind I got your a back. Spliff.
You asked him like it's a bagel. Like it's
no,
some
but I said true.
Like.
No, it's real because usually when you go on holiday,
you trip for that. You said it happy, bro.
I know it happened to him though. Like he walked by us and he went,
he's unaware
nothing.
Of it.
And you know, come on, you're from Essex. Listen, the difference,
I'm not talking about him.
I'm not from Essex.
You see the difference, yeah? You see, Kevin. After a game,
yeah,
that's when the racism's going to come out in it because you're not together anymore. Yeah, like, they've lost and you're black again.
Split.
Yeah? It didn't feel like that.
Did they lose?
It didn't. Yeah, they lost. And it didn't.
Did
it wasn't.
Black players?
Bare Nigerians.
Is it?
Bare.
Did the other team have them as well?
Starting though? Four Nigerians in the team, bro.
That's dark. I say there's only five, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a full team, no five.
So yeah, it was a vibe. I'm not going to lie. Serbia, you lot should get there. No racism. It's incredible, bro.
That's good.
It felt good.
Man.
I ain't going to lie.
Menis, what did you do?
Family man, man.
Cold.
Started, you know.
Cold. Started what?
What did you say cold for? How's that cold?
What, because you're a family man?
Are you fucking
cold? Wait, I'm coming off the show. Hey.
That's a cold.
Brother.
We've got a minute.
That's so cold, bro.
No. That's thank you. Thank
everyone's
you, thank
gone
you.
Raving. Everyone's had, like gangbangs and that. And, like.
Why are you putting over there?
Bukakis.
All of that. Why are you putting over there?
What's Bukaki?
Huh? Oh. No, I'll just do hand movements.
Oh, what? Buyaka? you see that word? I don't know no one that knows how to pronounce it properly, bruv. What did you lot say? What do you call it?
I don't know. What do you say?
No, what did you call
what
it?
Did you call
oh,
what did
I call
you
call it?
It?
Bukaki.
What did you call it?
Bukaki.
I thought it was Buyaku.
That's Ali G, brother.
What's Buyaku, bro?
He knows exactly how to say it.
Isn't it? Nah. That is like, is that a category for you, man?
No, because you haven't heard about the alien story?
That they down the Bukaki.
Well, the guy woke up with loads of semen on him, and they said it was an alien Bukaki.
Do you know who the guy in question is?
Who?
Steve-O.
I got abducted. I got abducted.
By what?
Come on, I don't want to talk about it. Come on, man.
You're different, man. Steve-O's a next level.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, please.
Okay, my bad.
Sounds like everyone had a good break, though.
That didn't happen in the break, though. I was going to let you know that wasn't my good break. That was a nightmare.
International break sucks. I'm glad football's back, man.
We've been off for almost 30 days, bro. Man United ain't playing. It's going to be 30 days since
is
I
it?
Lost. Brother, it's been dark.
That's all right, man. We need the rest,
you
man.
You ain't paid for 30 games.
Days.
30 days. For 30 days.
Games.
30
and days. It's like 10 more, I think. Or 8, 6 more now. 6 more.
Half term, innit?
It's a good rest.
It's the half term.
It was international break. Everybody didn't play for bare days. These men are getting the early games because of the FA Cup. It just sounds worse than it is.
And Champions League, we're playing tomorrow as well.
I'm saying it just sounds worse than it is. It's like three. It's like today. 3 days extra. It's like three days extra than everybody else.
They're spoilt, man.
No, but before international break was FA Cup. As
There's
well.
A team that didn't play in the FA Cup that is going to play in the Champions League. Is there?
No.
Newcastle.
They're not at.
Oh, yeah.
I checked it.
I tried to do some quick maths.
Yeah, no, Mark, you're right. You're right. What's the point? You're right.
No, the last time you lot played a game.
He's wrong. He just admitted it.
It's not a lot of days passed from the other teams. It's not international break. We all didn't play.
You know why it is? Before international break kicked in, it was FA Cup, Champions League, then international break. You lot didn't play none of that either. It's forwarded back. It's been FA Cup, Champions League.
Did you play? Are you in FA Cup?
We played yesterday.
And now you're not anymore. Are you in the Champions League? Shut up then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back
now. That's what I'm talking about. We're back.
Anyway, you know what it was? Regardless of international break and all that one-on-one and whatnot, I think it was like a successful watch for the weekend for a lot of the fan bases.
Brilliant weekend.
So let's just start right at the top.
Right.
Arsenal, crash out of the FA Cup. Southampton, kick out. Yeah?
Oh my God. Specs, Specs 2.0.
Yeah, I'll be real.
That's the old kit as well.
Now that kit's cold though. Kit's cold.
Kit is super cold.
It's the old one, innit?
That's a
Virgin Media. That's the old one, innit?
Guys, one second. I need to hear Lippy's response.
This guy's like, fam. I don't even know what to say.
Ricky Lambert.
I'll be real, bruv. Like, I've seen you celebrate other teams' results than your own team's results.
We weren't getting results like that, bro.
This is crazy.
Kyle Walker Peters.
Big up yourself though, man. Narrow shoulder you.
Man's a narrow shoulder you. Don't diss my frame.
Why is he angry, bro?
I don't get it. Just drink your juice. Just drink your juice, man. Ain't my fault.
Okay, so I wanna have conversations. There's stuff they want me to talk about, but I've got my own. You get what I'm trying to say? Is this worthy of like concern?
Of course it is. Lost a game to a championship side, man.
Mm. Yeah, but it weren't in the league?
Yeah, but obviously you can't play a championship side in the league.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, do you think it's going to like flow over into the league?
The only reason it won't is because a lot of the players that played don't start for us in the league, innit? That's the only reason, innit? Other than that, it could, man. It could, because I think if we won the Carabao the other day, probably would have played a bit better the other day. You understand? So games matter.
After each loss, it gets worse, pretty much. Can do.
Mate, it can.
Can I say though, I said something off cam and you lot said, say it on the show. And it was, Arsenal are still top of the league, still in the Champions League. If you said that at the start of the season, you'd bite people's hands off still. I know it feels different because obviously you was in four comps like 2 weeks ago, but I don't understand this level of hate for a team that's still top. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I don't get the hate, but it's a concerning time for Arsenal, car. These teams that when they done, you know, when they were top of the table for 90%, they drew 4-4 with Southampton.
3-3
with Southampton. Then they had Sporting Lisbon who knocked them out of Europe. And then they had Man City and they got the same run of games again.
Oh God.
Like, I get what you're doing, it's mumbled.
Arsenal have only won 4 times of their last 10 meetings against Southampton. Maybe they're just their bogey team.
We don't like Southampton, but you lot done this before and we had that run of, what was it, 10 games or something.
You can't do that again, bro. Do that now, it's over.
This is what I'm saying, it's getting...
Do that now, it's over.
There's not even 10 games left.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you're trying to do the whole, Southampton and Sporting Lisbon and City again. I don't think football works like that, you get me? But Southampton, they're not...
Teams do have bogey teams.
I think
Southampton, 100%.
Even if you the bet against Sporting, I'd probably say that was a good thing because the chances of you are getting 4 bad results in a row ain't gonna happen.
Are we normalizing losing to Southampton?
We just said it's bad. It's the magic of the cup, bro.
Wait, are we trying to normalize? Are we trying to normalize that?
Are we trying to normalize?
What are you doing?
Is that what we're doing?
Hold on.
I'm just saying,
Grimsby, go on.
This is a team, yeah. This is the Arsenal side, yeah. That is, I heard, and it might not be people in the room, but we've heard the talk of quadruple. Quadruple turned into treble. That is real now. We can forget, if you never said quadruple,
it's double,
fine.
It's double,
but they
bro.
Were saying
it's
the treble. Double, yeah. Now we've got to the double. Now I'm actually hearing fans say, we better not lose the Premier League. Now they're not even thinking about the Champions League. They've stepped into a new bounds. And this is, what's crazy is, I once heard from Arsenal fans that we had squad depth strong enough to play 2 teams. So now your second team can't play a championship side. I don't understand that. I don't know why in the quarterfinals, after getting moved to playing for a point in the quarterfinals. You go and now play Southampton, and it's not like they robbed you guys. They actually played better.
They played
football.
Well.
They actually were the better side.
Should we look at Arsenal's team selection?
I
Max Dalman, youngest player to be knocked out of the FA Cup, I heard.
According to Poet, better than Rooney.
Wait, before you go on to team selection, KG.
Go ahead.
I see you doing a lot of respectable football stuff now, right?
Yes.
So when you talk like this.
Yes.
And isn't it not
I hope
obvious,
you're a bottle for Arsenal.
Is it not obvious? It's a bottle to you. Is it not obvious that when they're in four cups, they're going to think it's a quadruple? When they're in three cups, they're going to think it's a treble. Like, that's what happens when you get knocked out. It changes.
Wait, are you sick?
So when they're in four, they're going to think they can get four.
You're not listening. I get what he means. He means that you're in four cups, you've got to think we can win every single one of them. So why wouldn't you
think? But not everyone thinks that, though.
But they did.
You're
at the time,
in four
they did.
Cups late on.
I ain't heard you scream quadruple one time using all the cups.
When? No, but Arsenal had a real chance. They did.
I have not heard you scream quadruple. You were in all the cups
too. They're not going to win the league.
Hold on.
So you think like team, broski.
That's what you just said, if you're in the cup.
No, it's Arsenal.
So how could they be the quadruple if they're not challenging for the league?
So you weren't challenging for the FA Cup?
What?
How? You wasn't. When was you? You didn't get to the. You didn't even get to the semis. You didn't even get to the semis. You didn't even get to the semis.
That is what I wanted to unmask. You lot. You lot are just chatting shit about Arsenal.
Arsenal. They challenged for the League Cup because they got to the final.
Why have you come to do this today?
No.
What have you come to do today?
I've come to bring a balance.
What's your objective today?
Arsenal getting a lot of hate, when they've actually been the best team. They're top of the league. Like, all of these things, I don't understand why we have a culture that when someone's doing really well, that we want to knock them down. You lot had it. When Man United were killing everyone hated them. Why? Because they're doing well. It's a hating attitude. Arsenal have been the best in the league. They have probably been the best in Europe, hence why they're top of the group. They're still top of the league. They're still in the Champions League against team.
I'm going to speak for everyone. I'm going to speak for everyone when I say this, yeah? Shut your bitch ass up.
Thank you very much, bro. He's changed.
How can you be mad at man hating on the ops? You can't be mad at man hating on ops.
He's getting
ops
mad.
Ops also get cornered by him.
Let me land white. Okay, there we go. And listen, you're your own men. But when I get into a room, I'm in this level now of my life where they say, go into rooms with people that can uplift you and you can take
self-help
you.
Book.
I'm in a fucking room of haters. I don't want that energy. I don't want that energy. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
I don't want that rubbing off on me.
Fight back, boys.
This man read 48 Laws of Power, and he's now reciting.
I read that in 2013.
He's read a good self-help book. I don't know where he is in his life, what's going on at home, for him to talk the way he's talking.
In a cocky chapter.
Brother, we've just seen Arsenal lose to Southampton in the quarterfinals, and they were outplayed and he's changed. And what is the show about? Yeah. So now we come here and say, you know what? Well done, Arsenal, for trying your hardest. Well done, Arsenal, for getting there. Well done, Arsenal, for being, well done. No, that's what he wants me to say. Because I should support them. Because guess what? It's the right thing to do because he's reading books about everyone working
You're
together.
Rattled, though.
What is this show? What is this show become?
Rattled.
Polite fellas, bro.
Polite fellas. Gentlemen,
we're not finished.
No, you lot are doing there. You see, when you see your own player on the ball doing stepovers every time, edge of your own box, you are defensive third and he's doing kick-ups, bro. So you ain't got the ball no more, bro. Is that real?
Yeah, Shirky,
you look
kick
upset
ups.
About that. I saw that still. I saw the stream with all the fans reacting to
that. To make out
that
like man's doing something wrong when rival fans, are kicking another team when they're down. Like, this is normal. This is football culture. So I don't understand why he's got his knickers in a twist.
Can I say something?
When United was in a rut, bro, I'm watching the show.
Two seconds. Listen to what you just said, So are we in a rut?
Yeah, we want
to. Are we? No.
At this moment in time, you're in a problem. I'll
answer his question.
Can I answer it? You haven't won a trophy in 5 years.
He said,
yes.
Well, are they in a rut?
Yes, they are in a rut. They haven't won a trophy in 6 years. How is that not a rut?
Have you got a follow-up on that?
Yeah. He said when United's in a rut, he watched the show. I'm just saying our situation's a bit different, isn't it? 2 seconds. All it is the way you attack us, there's things, our rebuttal can just be we're in the other competitions. Because you lot ain't played a game that weren't in the Prem since I think January the 11th, bro. You can't style, man. He's in the next team shirt.
Can I race?
You understand? No,
can
Be very careful. Be very careful.
No, can I race my hand?
You have to be careful.
Can I race my hand?
You have to be careful. 2 seconds.
Watch. Wait, hold on.
Bro, in all the years, and you lot was better than us for way longer than we've been better than you. You understand? And that even that is arguable because of our trophies and all them things. You think I turned up in a next team shirt, bro?
You never,
I
stood there, you never wear a next team shirt.
Hold on. Yeah, but not because they beat you.
United, yeah.
Never, bro.
I couldn't care less, big man. I've worn this before they beat you and I'm wearing it now. Firm it. Firm it, bro. I wore it when I beat you in a race.
Remember that?
You wore that in the race.
When you thought you was fast.
And you haven't put it down since.
Remember when you was quick?
You didn't put that down since.
Did you got a picture of the race? What are you talking about?
And he
about?
Was wearing that.
And then you change into that bro. In the heat. What are you talking about?
What's this guy talking about?
Hey, we've got them. We've got them.
Wait. Can I respond?
Go on then.
Can
on.
I respond?
You lot are rattled.
So now.
We can't be.
Why are you so rattled? Why are you rattled more than
can
us?
Can we talk? Can we talk?
Wait,
bloody hell.
I just want to respond. I want to respond because it's interesting what's happening right now. I don't know what he's doing today. Yeah, but it's in a relegation battle. His mind is not his mind. Yeah?
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm cool.
What's wrong with that, guys?
I haven't played in over 30 days.
You're not happy.
I'm not rattled. I'm
not
chilling.
Happy. Like,
all I've done is watch. Jesus. You're now saying looking at Arsenal, yeah, a team that hasn't won a title, any trophy in about 6 years, and we're saying that everything's okay there.
No one.
While
saying.
We, in our worst times, we've still picked up silverware. So now you can't tell me, yeah, we can't look at this Arsenal side who've bottled it before and it looks like they might bottle
Let
it again.
Bottle it, bro.
It looks like they might bottle it again. So why are we not talking about it? How many times have they been close and left it and messed up?
Yeah, but say that then.
Okay,
bro.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, no, cool. You said a whole bunch of putting on some.
You lot behave like we can't cross Arsenal.
We've got a show to go through.
This whole episode is dedicated to frying Arsenal. You don't have to do this. It's going to happen.
No, it ain't. We're going to cook Liverpool soon. Yeah, we're going to cook West Ham soon.
You didn't even play, bro.
Talk with your chest, bro.
You didn't even play. Like, you are you? You bend.
Stop. Everybody stop, please.
Bro, you're not talking to me like that. You'll never talk to me like that again in your life. Drink some water. Drink some water, bro.
Stop.
Who's he talking to like that?
All right, so look, team selection. We want to talk about Arsenal's team selection. We want to talk about whether we made the right choices, how it's going to affect them moving forward, how it affected them on the day. Can we do that, boys?
No, it didn't look like a B team to me. That didn't look like a B team to me.
I don't think I don't think team selection is a fair
judgment
excuse for what happened. That was a very strong team.
No, it wasn't.
Is it?
It was.
In my mind, that's a strong Arsenal team. I've already spoke about how I feel about the depth of the squad. The only player there that, I don't know, the scapegoat that user might use is what, Norgaard or something like that, but I don't think it was that Kepa. Deep. The Kepa didn't even do nothing. Wrong.
He doesn't give them confidence, really. He shouldn't have played.
It's not super, super first choice, but it was a strong team. Gabriel came off, Saliba just came on, slotted on. Skelly was playing.
Mosquera, Pumps, in better than
Kubasi. You told me he's the best left back. You told me he's going to be England's left back for the next 10 years. You told me he's the best left back in the world. This is what you told me. So these are there's decent players on that pitch.
Ben White, Ben Blanco.
Benny Blanco.
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, personnel wise, it weren't weak, innit? But it's just where certain men were put, we gave ourselves no chances, innit? We're going away to a team that they obviously don't think they have a chance. They're gonna go for it, bro. And we go with a midfield of Norgaard, Odegaard, and Havertz. Now I don't know if there's a men's team from like step six up that wouldn't be able to play against that.
You're having a laugh, bro. Wow. See, yeah. Thank you.
I'm here to be honest.
A game ain't won on paper. I saw it in my eyes, bro. We couldn't. There's nothing we could do. They bypassed our midfield. Like it
but they didn't bypass your midfield by like playing through it. They played over it. So that's not when Yuzo was in possession and Yuzo and that midfield had the ball. Yuzo was in control of it. They couldn't do nothing. They couldn't do nothing with Yuzo. They was catching Yuzo. They was catching Yuzo on counters. I think maybe if you had say like a Declan Rice, I would have bought Zubi on quicker and I would have brought him on for Norgaard because Yuzo had possession in that. So when Yuzo in the game, a ball playing defender playmaking that's deeper would have been.
You're doing all this talk. He's doing all this talk, but you manage Southampton on Football Manager, and your team are dead. So, like,
I just won the Prem. You want to see my receipts? I just won the Prem.
This completely stinks. They've spent too much money to play against Southampton and use the players. Odegaard, Norgaard, and who else was in the middle?
Havertz.
That's not a good enough free to play a Championship team in a cup that you. That you need to go and get in that's your quadruple or treble.
I hear it, but that's you.
They had Azaz and Yander and that.
Bro, you got Jesus. These are all players you want to play in these games when it doesn't really mean much. Well, it does because they need to get a cup. I don't know if it means much or don't. But you are spending the bucks so that you can afford to play these players in these games and you can't get the job done. And you're talking about Odegaard, who's your captain. How can he not manage against Southampton?
Does Southampton's form or anything matter to you lot? Obviously, since that new gaffer's gone in, he's done extremely well.
I'm beating him 15?
He's in his last 26 games, especially in the champ, I think he's got like 51 points. Only Lampard's got more than 52.
I think he's unbeaten in 10 or 15 games.
14 games he's unbeaten in. They're seventh in the championship right now. They're playing really well.
No, they won't.
Does that count for anything?
No. My whole thing is, you should have went. You can't take them light. If we're trying to stay in that competition, yeah? Fair enough if he's saying he did it to rest players for midweek and that. Cool, innit? I'll kind of... If you want to rest someone somewhere, it's obviously going to be against Southampton. And he probably thought with the second team or whatever that was, we would have won the game.
It's a hybrid. Like, it was a hybrid
players were rested. They came back from international break.
Do you know what? As well, I was going to say, answering Marg's question... Because none of you do. You never answer the questions, man.
What I would say is,
listen, when you're a team, so we know Arsenal. We know that there's definitely something going on confidence-wise because of things of the past. There's no two ways about it. You see the fans, the club is not great at the moment. On the other hand, Southampton, form. So confidence is a massive thing. Arsenal are on a bit of a dip. Southampton's on a bit of a high. They're only a f***ing league below, it's not that much difference, bro.
It's a lot.
It's not in the FA Cup, when your confidence is high. Difference.
Sorry, boys.
Not
sorry,
in the FA
just
Cup,
quickly,
bro. Not in the FA Cup.
I see what he said and I see he's all goes out the window. Like, obviously they got slumped last year and they went down, yeah? But they're not like some relegation following in the Championship. They're like, they're six places off the league. They're not, and they're in the ascension. Like, it's not...
Marks, how many points are Arsenal clear in the Premier League right now?
Nine.
We're talking about a team that's 9 points clear. How many losses have they had this season?
That was our fifth loss.
Yeah? So we're saying they've had four losses before the Southampton. Mm-hmm. So 9 points clear, top of the Champions League group. They got the best players, apparently, best defence in the world. And apparently those guys cannot beat Southampton because they've been on a lovely run in the Championship. Is that what we're saying today? A brand new manager, yeah, who Arteta's been there year after year. We've been talking about all the phases, yeah? And we're now saying that this Arsenal side can't move to Southampton.
Bro,
are we really saying that?
Yes, we are. You know why we're saying that? Because football's not played like that, bro. It's not played like that. It's not, because it's Arsenal. It's Arsenal and they've arguably got the best players. They're going to... That's not how it works or no one would lose, bro. Man United will have no losses. What are you talking about?
This is a shock. Arsenal should never have lost this game. Arsenal were on... The trajectory of Arsenal was to win a lot of trophies. We looked at... When we reacted to the Champions League group, we're looking at them saying, wow, they're on a great side. We're looking at a draw saying, that's a great draw
KG,
for them.
KG, I'm staying with you, yeah? I don't want all the hater stuff. Let's try and get some real analysis. Did you watch the game?
I watched the game.
90 minutes?
90 minutes.
No hating, no bias. What do you think the reason was behind the loss?
they couldn't manage it. They in the duels, they were struggling. That ball over the top, they could not deal with it. Ben White was making hella mistakes. Gabriel decided to be shaky that game and make mistakes too. Mosquera tried to clean up for him. But what the issue is, the subs came late as well. You're bringing on Zubimendi. You got that one moment when they're running behind Havertz. That was the one good moment in the game where Gabriel plays that ball, Havertz knocked back, Gyökeres scores. Did they do anything after that? Absolutely not.
That weren't hating, that was constructive.
Nah, I just think with the players we put out,
he's just picking moments, though.
You're not going to get a lot of those moments, innit? That's all I was trying to say. And what you lot were saying with Southampton not being that bad and that, if I think we should have just went a little bit stronger, man. We did that midfield, nah, man.
Can I say something? You mentioned having Odegaard in the team as a problem.
Not a problem, but I just think, so in terms of creativity, right? You got Havertz, Odegaard, in front of them is Gabby Jesus, who is kind of creative as well. Like, yeah, he's not there to, like, there was no one to go beyond. And you even got Dalman right wing, who's quite creative as well. He's not direct. The one direct man we had out there was Martinelli on the left. But again, just because of angles, the ball's not going that way with the two lefties.
You know what? But going on what KG said, and we waxed lyrical about Arsenal squad. Like, yeah. We said literally, like, I think I remember you, Lips, literally getting a bit cocky about your second team best defence would be the second best in the league. And I know that's not your midfield, but I'm sure we've said that the whole squad is the squad. So that should deal with a Southampton, your second team.
100%.
£70 million guy, Havertz.
I still think our second back four is good. But there's guys there, both fullbacks that started, for example, yeah? They haven't been great this season, yeah? Miles Lewis-Skelly, I think it's confidence, isn't it? Because even against, was it Mansfield that we had, Macclesfield, the other last game, he didn't look great.
Did you not see
him
play for, I know it's different, but England, he was cooking. He's playing confident still.
I think he's confident, because again, that was under 21s, isn't it? You put him against Manny's age, he's going to kill them, isn't it? But it's just here where the states are different. And
do you think it's minutes?
100%.
Really ain't got it, innit?
I think he's, because when he makes that first mistake, his game kind of falls apart. And before, he'd have those mistakes, even when he was playing
well. But you can see where they're coming from in the sense that a lot of the Arsenal fans, when they said about Lewis Skelly, that he's the best starter, this, that, and the other. And I remember I said, like, it's too early. But then we said he got man of the match in his first game, this, that, and the other, so he was right to be there. I think this is more of a balance now. I think he should still be playing more games, definitely, but this is more balanced out on a career where he's at. Like, Wanieri going on loan, he probably should be going on loan. He should have gone on loan, probably.
This is a bit mad, the way we're trying to frame all this, isn't it? Ain't this like egg on Arteta's face, Arsenal's face? It's actually bad. They had enough. They should have enough to deal with that Southampton team.
Man.
Selection problems was wrong. I was looking at, like I said earlier that game, Norgaard should have came off so quick and put Zubimendi there. I was watching and thinking, if they had Rice, they'll be screwed. You know what I'm trying to say? Because he had a lot of time on the ball and you can create from deep and stuff like that. I think they wasn't prepared for that ball over the top and the long running and stuff like that. But you got to expect running and people running behind, even at Prem level and stuff like that. I don't think there's no real excuses for this result. I think the team should have been good enough to beat them.
The set pieces got nullified. They got nullified.
They changed the set pieces.
That's because it got nullified.
They never tried.
We just went short.
Let me tell you something here, yeah? Arsenal probably do, regarding creativity, probably do struggle with the low blocks, yeah? But their set pieces are their kryptonite, their low blockbuster. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
And Southampton's got good set pieces, so they would have went into it.
If you're going to be disciplined and solid and play in a mid to low block, and then you can be disciplined on the set pieces, then you kind of nullify all Arsenal's weapons, kind of. And then they wasn't capitalising. Like you said, you saying they nullified it, they didn't. They made the choice. They went short every time. They didn't even try and win.
Hang about. You do work in the week building up. So they would know that Southampton's on a good run. They're good at set pieces. They defend well at set pieces.
Defend well at set pieces. That's a lie.
They're joint top of the championship. They don't goals conceded. Well at set pieces. They conceded 11.
Here's the information.
Since the new
information,
managers come
here's
in.
Here's the information because he was lying.
Yeah, no.
They are good at set pieces, attacking the set pieces. Defensively, they're poor at set pieces. Hold on, I'm not finished. Now there's players, Declan Rice and Bukayo Saka, who are good at the delivery, but they weren't playing in that game, yeah? So now they had to go short and try something else. Now, but when there was one time that they did go short and there was the Gabriel knockback and it caused a little bit of a palaver. There was that one moment in the game. They never tried that again. There was, you know, usually Arsenal score that goal where you knock it to the back post, Gabriel knocks it back and someone completes the job. They didn't do that in this game. And we don't know why, but then you're asking me, the best thing that you lot done, I said this before, is the set pieces. That's a big part of your game. That's how you lot play. And now you lot took that out of the game, all of a sudden you can't play because you've been talking about this creativity problem. It's not the first day we've been saying this. We've been now saying for so long, how is it possible that he can sit here and say, I've got Ødegaard and Kai Havertz and I can't have no creativity against Southampton? How is it possible to say that the captain can't find...
Let me rebuttal. Because as much as I hear it's Southampton, like it's football, bro. Like it's the same way as it's adult men that play football every week. There has to be something that makes it difficult, makes us difficult to play against. You understand? And with the team we put out, and I think Arteta does it often, he just thinks we're way better than we are. And why it don't make no sense is because the way we play is really risk averse. We take no risk. But at the same time, he'll just put out anything. It's as simple as that.
I'm not buying this, man. I told you, they're my football manager team. Stewart and Bree and Manning and Yander and that.
It today,
man,
bro.
Are you sick?
What are you saying?
You had more than enough to deal with that team,
that's
bro.
That's not what I'm saying. We're having two separate conversations.
Okay, sorry then. Sorry.
I'm saying the team that Arteta puts out and the way he makes these guys play, it doesn't do us favours in any football match. Like you said, we need corners. And that's not going to change because we're playing against Southampton. We're still us. You understand, bro? So if we're over-reliant on things like set pieces and you go and both your primary set piece takers, you don't play them, bro. You're taking away a chance of us winning, bro. We're not good enough to take away every reason why we win on a normal week. We're not. Fair enough, you can say because we're Arsenal, we should be. That's 100%
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But we are not.
So after everything you said, I'm what I took from that is you're saying that you're rubbish without set pieces. That's
I'm just saying.
What I do know is like Ødegaard takes corners for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a good delivery on that as well.
He doesn't take the corner. Yeah, every corner Ødegaard took yesterday was short, bro.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a team problem, yeah? But also, yeah, like, okay, cool. Gabriel's your starter, right? Yeah, yeah. Skelly was a starter towards the end of last season. England international. Ben White, England international. Mosquera just called up to the Spanish team.
Best centre back in their team. According to who?
Aloua Black.
Yeah.
And remember, we had Dalman. That's better. 16. We had Dalman.
That's your.
We had Dalman. No, hold on. Let's talk about what someone said here. Dalman's better than Rooney. A better 16-year-old than Rooney is what they said a few days ago.
But the one game, why does that check? Because he looked good yesterday. He kept like, what's going on?
He looked technically good. You can see there's a proper footballer in there, but I weren't over.
He was trying.
Loons cut true.
Basically, if you get what I'm doing here, yeah, the team was packed with international footballers. Yeah,
good enough footballers.
Good enough. When you say the midfield might have a bit imbalanced because it's got two left footers and the six. Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. Yeah. That's like an attacking team for me. You set out to win. You've had the back four, Norgaard. You've had those two, Havertz, Ødegaard, Dalman, Jesus, Martinelli. You lot try to overrun them, yeah? Are you saying you're rubbish? I don't get what you're saying. You need a corner. The team is an attacking team, highly creative. Like, I don't get what's going on.
Let me ask you this, Lips. It seems that Arsenal play better when they have a double pivot. There was a time when they played the single pivot and I think they didn't win a game for a year with a single pivot. Like, do you think Arteta's got a lot to answer for in the sense that he must know that he has the data, he knows his team? Why would he change it up? Like, why would he use this game to start doing short? Why would he use this game to try new things?
He thinks we're way better than we are.
The fans do as well, right?
Maybe, but the last game we played before this game, we lost. We needed a win. We needed confidence. But he didn't. He probably had this team planned from 3 weeks ago, regardless of what happened.
My soul can't take it, man. Double pivot against Southampton.
That's
insane,
what
man.
I wanted to say, bro. Double can't pivot, take it, man. Southampton.
You know double pivot is? Against Southampton is
do you know
insanity.
What this is, though?
It's what are we doing?
What are we talking
about? Yeah, but this is my thing. Can I respond to what my man said? It's not even respect. You're saying we went to attacking. Hold on. You're saying we went attacking, yeah? And at the same time, you know, we lost because of the long ball, bro. We didn't prepare for that, bro. We went there. We didn't respect Southampton. And we lost, bro. That's what happened.
Okay, let me try. Sorry, Dazan. Let me just try and move this conversation on. Obviously, you spoke about it before. It was all quadruple this, quadruple that. It was all good just a week ago. Two games later, the double's the only achievable thing left for them. Yeah,
good double though.
Huh? It would be a good double. Yeah, it would be a good
sure,
double
for sure.
But now there's talk surfacing about whether they'll win anything at all.
Of course they will.
No. Go on, talk to me.
I think they're going to win the Prem. Signed, sealed, and delivered, man.
I think everyone.
So
thinks.
This little blip here now does not. It's not going to affect their Prem.
It's just going to enforce their Prem, the running on the Prem. It's just going to enforce it. It's just going to. They're not going to have no midweek or no other games to think about. It's just going to be we
what
win
do you mean?
The
they
next
got
game.
They got Champions League.
I know, but even if that don't work, innit? I'm saying like you're saying. I'm saying I know they're going to win the Prem.
Well, you told
so if
me,
they get knocked okay, cool. out.
They've still got to play City, yeah? Mm-hmm. You told me mm-hmm. after their big results in Europe, they always drop points
not
in the league.
Not this season, though.
Okay, cool.
That was last season,
what big results, what big games have? After the Sporting, if they get through Sporting, this is Barca or Atletico.
Yeah.
They're going to have to rest players. You get me? They've got games where they've got league game, Barca, Atletico. They're going to have to rest players. They're going to... overexert themselves, getting the big result and then coming back to the league. You're the one who told me these things happen. So then why is it just such a shoo-in that they're just
bro,
that it's not going to affect them and they're going to win the league?
These are the problems of going for success. These are good problems to have. You get what I'm saying to you? When you're in that situation, you're always gonna have these chicanes on the road. They're always gonna be the tight corners. It's always gonna happen. You gotta find a way and the teams that find a way win it all. That's why not many do. You get what I'm saying?
So you think they're away at Sporting tonight. There's no issues there. They're going to deal with that.
I don't know what's going to happen against Sporting. I don't think they're going to win the Champions League though. But I know they're going to win the Prem.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Any more for any more?
I think we're talking about a treble or a double for the wrong team.
Double, it's double for them.
No, but we're talking treble start of the season, because but I think they're going to end up giving that double away to City. Or maybe a treble to City. And no one's worried about
domestic trouble.
When you're talking about double, what double are you talking about?
Them two are gone. So that's
they can have that double. Bro.
Yeah, but that weren't
every
the case.
Year,
that weren't
every,
the that weren't the case. When you lot were running for it, it weren't the case. Now you've lost it. It sounds good. They could have it. What I'm saying is the mentality of your team losing those two games and two games, two cups, that could creep in to everything else that you lot are about to go through within now and the end of the season. So my advice to you lot is. Don't let that happen, and if it does, you know what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Don't let that happen.
Don't let it happen.
I'm gonna say this. I looked at Gabriel icing that leg. I just saw him icing that leg. Yes, he said he's training today. Again, we know Arteta to do tenderism with players. The thing falling off the bone. We've seen it. Ben White.
He's done tenderism with players hanging off the bone, bro.
We've seen him
Look at that.
Rush him back if you want. Rush him back if you want. But now, what?
don't be there with stiff face.
Lips ain't blinked, you know.
Art the bow.
You're not. Like a man said he's in training.
But we've seen Arteta rush players. But let's not even deflect from what we're really saying. Yeah? There's some serious games coming up right now. We got Bournemouth. And that Bournemouth at 12:30. You see a play. 12.
But it's
12,
at Emirates though.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
You see that 12:30 kickoff? It's a nightmare. I don't know why Klopp never liked that 12:30 kickoff. Liverpool hate it. Just weird things happen in this one. And now I think that the invincibility that has been there with Arsenal, when you're talking about getting at them, I think it's a bit gone at the moment, personally. I feel teams now are saying, let's try, son. Let's go for it.
Have they been embarrassed at home by anyone?
Us.
Okay, but that don't count. We're juggernauts. We're different.
Wolves made it difficult for them. Wolves make us a draw. We're talking about right now, Arsenal, they're still thinking that you can see in the fan base, but the players, you can feel that there's something weird happening there with those players in
is
terms
that
of
a
mentality.
Narrative, though? Is that just a narrative you are pushing online? Like, do we really see that?
What,
though?
Are you saying that because of the Carabao Cup and the last FA Cup?
Your last two games, especially the FA Cup, yeah? You can't tell me doubt hasn't creeped in because you lot once said that if you won the Carabao Cup, it would have helped you. But now all of a sudden, that's not important because you're out of it.
Of course, it's not important because you've got, but that's the realness of it, though. It can't be important when you're out. Move on to the next. You have to be in that mindset, bro.
Talk about the effects of it.
Yeah, but don't dwell on it. But as a team, they can't dwell on it. Like, literally, like, they have to think forward.
You know what as well, boys? 12 games ago, we done a show about Arsenal last 12 games. We compared them to City. A lot of you said they'd be out of it by now because of what happened before. And their mentality wouldn't stand up. And they have. They're still 9 points clear. And they've stood up to it. Like, in the league.
Cool names. Who said that?
We all sat here and done.
Okay. I weren't there.
I think it was 10 games.
We went through their last 12 games.
Was
and
it
we
12
said,
or 10?
We went over their last, it's 12, I'm sure.
I don't think I was here.
Yeah, we went over their last 12, over the last three seasons, and we've said they always come back. And yeah, so we said Arsenal are going to start dropping off now, and they never.
But do you not think that we're in a different space of the season, and with Haaland finally, like, finding himself, That brings.
But we also said that 12 games, about the 12 games.
No, but now losses have happened. They've knocked out of two cups. That has to leave
mentality.
Something on them. It has to make them think. It has to make them second guess themselves.
So this is part of the 12 game.
Yeah, now we're like, that was true then. They've now knocked out of two cups and badly. They went out bad against Man City. Only they know what kind of football he tried
to
play.
They tried to draw, innit?
Mental for a point.
They got a chance to do damage limitation tonight.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Will it be enough though? Because
if they get a good result at Sporting, do you see that as damage limitation? Do you see that as correcting the course? And
well, I would say it depends what players actually get in, because now if you see Declan Rice and all these other guys available, you're going to now say, well, what the hell was he thinking on the weekend?
Resting players for the cup.
When I said we was resting,
you can't make man play, bro. You can't make man play like three games in 10 days, bro. Man, are human
not
beings.
Even on the bench.
Bro, man ain't horses, bro. Man ain't
not even
stallions,
on the,
bro.
Okay, not even on the bench, bro.
It's the same bench they brought Saliba on for, though. Like, the bench...
Injury brings Saliba.
But worst case scenario, you'd bring on big guns. Jokeres got brought on. Saliba got brought on. And then they lost the game.
They were hoping they didn't need to do that. Don't, come on, man. We
then
all understand
bad,
rotation,
then it's
bro.
A my
come
bad,
on, man.
Then it's a my bad Arteta, though, in that moment.
But I said that.
Let's look at it like this. Like, last season, they rested a lot of players and just went for the league. Champions League, sorry. They rested a lot of players and they just went for the Champions League. Obviously, it didn't work. Are we looking at the reverse this time around, where they're just going to concentrate on the Prem, rest players in the FA Cup? Because like we said, they're in three competitions. If you had to go out of one of them, FA Cup, you'll sacrifice that for the Champions League and for the Prem.
So respectfully, Champions League was the only thing they could have went and gone for with their strongest team. So reverse...
No, they haven't.
And wait, hold on. If they are doing the resting, yeah? The cup that they're most likely to win... Is the Premier League, correct? So surely they would rest players. They'd rest players in this sporting game coming up.
I just want to make it clear.
That's the game to rest hold players. How is it? You're talking about you got a 12:30 kickoff on Saturday and you're not telling me that you're not resting players on this Tuesday game. Of course you are.
No, you're not resting.
You do want your strongest team for that 12:30 Saturday.
12:30?
Vargs, listen to what I'm saying to you. I know we're doing this Premier League bias, but remember, you win the Champions League, it'll be the first for their club. That guy goes down in history forever and ever and ever, bro. It's totally different. He can't rest for the Champions League, bro. He can't rest no one for that.
If you win that,
you're etched in history, bro. You're
immortal.
You're saying play the strongest team in the champs and rest for the
I'm
prem.
Saying you got everyone's got both. Those two competitions. You've had pros next, here.
Yeah, you're saying tender, broski. You have to, bro.
We've had pros here. We've asked them the question and remember, he plays with a big club and he said, the domestic cups, as a big club, that's not really... They're bonuses. Champions League, Premier League is what we want.
Can you
they're still in both of them.
On? Is teams able to just turn on good form?
Nah, but again, what we're saying is the question.
Good players are though.
This is what happens. Yeah, we got two legs in the Champions League. Yeah, if we go away to Lisbon with a good result, we might get to rest players at home against them next week. Mm. You understand? So we're playing for the rest now. But Lisbon, Bournemouth, and but City's after Sporting.
Okay,
so
cool.
Again,
that's
depends.
What I'm saying. You
it
get
depends.
The good result against Lisbon, you can rest them
there you
in
go.
The second leg,
another thing.
And you got a fit team for City. That's
another thing,
the plan,
another, thing, another thing, another thing, another thing, another thing. Personally, I feel like we spent way too long on Arsenal. Honestly, way too long on Arsenal. There was another amazing result, another amazing game. Like
amazing.
Two top teams going blow for, that's his thing. 4-0, battered.
Battered.
Battering.
38 games, 38
Talking
minutes,
of that,
good football.
This is your trophy, a bit of it broke off.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, he's gone. Oh,
I ain't gone.
He's gone.
That's a metaphor.
Wait, one second. You know that, remember that game there and you got to guess who did it? You understand?
Cluedo.
Cluedo. Is that called Cluedo? Cluedo, yeah. Damn. I knew that as well. But, excuse my language. Who did this?
Well, I can tell you, it was Ainsley.
It wasn't Ainsley. It was someone on this table, because I saw it happen. It was someone
this
here.
Table?
Yeah, it was someone here.
On that table?
No, as in.
Oh, someone that was here.
It was someone that was here.
It
so you
me.
You need to put
me.
Your finger on one
Marks,
person.
Marks don't care.
I wouldn't.
He doesn't care.
Wow, you know I'm too superstitious
yeah,
to break
yeah.
that.
It wasn't if an Arsenal fan did it, yeah, this means your title's over.
He's
letting you know.
Still.
Yeah?
Because that's your
If an
title.
Arsenal fan did it, it means your title. Whoever broke it, you're not winning the league for 10 years.
Don't let him deflect. Come
you
on.
Shouldn't be breaking people.
Right, anyway, I
okay,
can
cool.
see that though, because that team got relegated.
KG.
Oh. Hello.
4-0 battering.
4-0 shanking. And you know what? This is the...
I was
so happy to be returning on this episode. Match because it's been a while. Thank you, bro. With my machine.
By your size.
Top is too tight.
Yeah, by your size, man.
Oh, no. By your size. Come on. You don't know this ain't too tight. What
don't let him distract.
Do? No, he's
don't
trying
let him
it.
Distract.
He's trying it,
don't
bro.
Let him distract. Land your point.
All right, cool.
I thought he was topless
bro,
anyway.
Make me look good, bro.
That's a pig.
Come on. Let's lock in, bro.
Lock in. Look.
Come on, man.
Come.
Turn on your straight away.
Good form. Turn it on. Good form.
So right now, yeah. This man over there has been talking wicked, yeah?
Has he?
And this, yes.
Beginning of the season, he was talking smack.
For sake, man. Teams are going to get threes and fours. Come on, lock in.
Teams are going to get threes and fours. We got a four.
We got the four.
I didn't say what team.
You didn't let me land it, you prick. You're hard going to land it.
It's been a long season. And he quietened down very early.
No, he didn't. Not very
yeah,
early.
Yeah, I did.
Not very early.
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Steve-O. Thanks,
no.
Steve-O.
Steve-O, what are you doing?
I'm shaking
no,
his hat.
The more they the bed, the more humble he seems to get. It's not a coincidence.
But that was quite early, bro.
That's how you're supposed to be. He also told us, yeah, that like he'll be happy. He don't care about nothing. He's over the moon as long as we're above Manchester United.
Yeah.
You ain't
There's
been above
one.
Us for nothing. So tell me how depressed you are.
I'm not depressed. As I said, at the end of the season, we'll see at the end of the season, bro.
Yeah,
and that's
we're still on top of you, what?
But fine. Ooh, wicked. Hey. First time in like 4 or 5 years.
All right,
you deserve
man.
It.
Are you not looking at Everton now?
No. I'm really,
hey,
bro, I'm worried
you got
about
Poets
PSG,
money?
Bro.
Have you got Poets money?
Don't worry about what money have I got. Have you got my mum's money?
What?
What money?
I mean, if yeah.
How many losses
have Liverpool had this season?
Don't
15?
Worry about that.
No, we're worrying about
15.
It.
It's like 15 all comps.
Really?
Yeah.
15?
All comps.
15 all comps.
You know you can't go to jail for that. 15. You know you can't go to jail for that.
Five. How many points are you?
Brother.
15.
You've lost 15 times.
How many points are you ahead
of
Liverpool?
You said, hey, you've not been able to tweet.
Focus on the toss.
Let's talk about this.
6-5.
You've lost 15 times.
Your team, Loons, right? Listen.
All comps.
Wait. KG, let's bring it back in, boys.
Yeah, it should be all comps. Yeah, I think so.
16!
If you lot was in Europe, you potentially could have, but you're not in that many games. You understand?
Great. Steve-O,
come on. Steve-O, go.
Great.
Loons. Yo, right. Bro.
Right. Shush, everyone.
So we just done the Arsenal analogy and all the rest of it, right? Analysis, sorry.
Analysis.
Can we now
with the same energy that you gave to Arsenal, because you said some very good points there. Mm-hmm. Very good points.
Yeah.
Can you do the same constructive answer?
Absolutely.
For Liverpool. But, now, Mark just asked you.
Yeah.
He said,
but his question was a bit aggressive.
How depressed?
So he doesn't. Yeah, like. Now, let me ask you. So he wants me to be depressed.
Right. So let me ask you, because obviously we know about the Salah thing I said at the start of the season. Now, here he's going. Here he's going now. Should have gone last year. So, what's happened to Liverpool? Let's be real with me, man.
I've already said it when it was going wrong already, yeah? Yeah, the gaffers, his tactics ain't enough, man. He's shied full away from the full press. You know what I'm saying? We've got a team that's built to run. You know what I'm saying? So it's a high-pressing team that if you watched us against City, we sit back and let them pop it. You can't do that against quality teams, innit? Slot's too arrogant, man. I think he's just got that Dutch arrogance in him where he thinks it's going to work. It's going to work when sometimes you need to change.
Can you ask him about virtual, please?
Bro.
Sorry.
We'll wait.
So, yeah, something you can't be scared to change. You said it, like, we've seen it many a time. Look. With those lot over there, got them to 15th, they
focus,
kept the guy.
Focus.
You get what I'm saying?
Stay focused.
So I'm saying this, innit? I'm saying this to say
what
that.
What are you saying?
This guy could be like our successful Ollie. Do you know like Ollie finished second? But he won the league, innit? But he's our step back. You get what I'm saying? If we give him another season, it turns into 3-4. I reckon it's 8th next year. Yeah. If he's there on the same tactics, I think it's 8th. I reckon if it goes again.
Wrap this up, man. All right, Steve, I'll wrap it up.
You understand?
Why have you not slapped him?
Bro.
Talking crap. Talking
bullshit, bro.
Obviously, that's the team. That's the team. But at the start of the season, and for many, many seasons, you spoke about individuals and how good they are, right? He's asked me to ask about Virgil van Dijk. I think it's fair to say that he isn't in the Rio League and all of them not
sleep. Is.
I think it's fair to say
Rio,
now.
Rio was at QPR his age.
Hang about.
Stop, man. And he's making mistakes at the top.
Same age, Rio's at QPR.
Rio didn't do that. Rio went and had a cigarette, had a cigar.
Age, different time.
Your midfielder, Gravenberg.
Mm. What about Szoboszlai?
Better than Rio.
Whoa, shut up, man. I'm saying, shut up.
I can't fight someone that old. I can't fight someone that old.
Calm down, let Steve-O get his shit off. Let Steve-O go, please.
Zach Knight, I can't fight someone your age, bro.
So the Van Dijk one. So,
Leroy Lita over there. I don't know what's wrong with Leroy Lita.
He's going to derail everything. Calm down, stop.
Mr. Pigeon.
Steve-O.
Mr. Pigeon.
Man, stop laughing and get a grip.
Yeah, Poet, talk to them. Poet, talk to them.
Rain this in your white Michael Jackson.
Hey, listen.
Everyone's getting by now.
Bumper club.
All
right, now come. Let's see if I go.
Shut up, man.
Say. You just want to come here and do jokes, yeah?
I had to turn it into jokes on Liverpool section.
Exactly, you're not letting me.
We're looking.
You need to learn that tactic, man. Get laughing when your team doing bad.
Lips. Right, so when are you going to start pointing fingers at the individuals on your team? So, for instance,
I don't do that.
Verts, I was with you until halfway. He had a little spurt, didn't do well. Ekitike,
What, is he rubbish now?
Not saying he's rubbish.
Messing.
Hey, McAllister.
Yeah.
Your right back that you said could replace Trent.
Mention. Hey, Stephen.
Give it one more. Say something else.
Mention my man who done the video shoot. The announcement.
You can't use my jokes on me, man.
Who's that?
My man on the right. He plays on the right for them.
He don't even look. He's so out of touch with his Jamaican side. He don't even know what you're doing. He thinks you're blowing him a kiss.
He's doing his job. We got him circled, man. That's why he's able to
about? Because you're not laughing at him.
Because I just ran you something and you don't even know Jamaican stuff.
What was you ringing about?
Alright, boys, come on, look. Stop. This is
going to be know what you're saying, man.
This is bad.
Larry's ain't answering the questions.
You even asked a question.
This is
answer it.
Alright, calm down. Alright, what is it time?
Is it time to move on from Slot? Because yeah. I'm hearing that they're going to like stick with him and he's still going to be there next season or not.
I think that's the type. They're a family club, but hopefully the Americans do American stuff, man, and get him out, Ski. But
what players do you want out? What players need to be replaced?
Now, great question. Yeah.
Flipping out.
That question there is, who do I want out of Liverpool? Salah. Oh, he's going anyway. Yeah, that's about it, man. And there's, work, bro. Bro, you know how it goes, bro. Man's not on the Arsenal thing, AFTV thing, and rubbing out man that's gonna pull on the jersey. Pause.
Yeah.
Rubbing out football players for their style of play. I'm not doing that. That's not my style. You get what I'm saying to you? But a lot of man, and I think the club know, and there's looking at good replacements, and I'm happy with who we're linked with and stuff.
Virgil van Dijk gave away a penalty and tried to blame someone else. That's the mad thing. He turned around looking for Kirkus, and I thought, big man, you know it's you, bro. Your situation.
I love the moment that you noticed.
Your situation at that club, yeah. Virgil's been stinking out for a while.
Longer than Rio did.
And it's bad. And he's
not even stinking. He just started to look human now.
That was nice for no reason, yeah? Like, this guy is playing
focus.
Oh, so you're going to lie then?
No, I'm saying he's been bad for a while now, yeah? And then there's actually no one to blame for these performances. There's even a time where he's in the Man City area where you lot should have scored. I think he tries to do a nice little...
Tries to flick it.
Flick it to Salah or something like that. Yeah, like, well, I don't know. Like, and you're in a good
position.
Honest,
I'd want my centre-back to try and pass it to the striker.
Doesn't your centre-back score goals?
Yeah, man, what are you doing? Like, there's someone that's... The man that's paid to score is there. Give it to him.
But he doesn't
What are you talking
score.
About?
Gabriel?
You gave the man that's paid to score goals a penalty
Gabriel,
and he didn't score it.
All right, then. Well, there was two teams playing. You get me? That game. City was playing as well. How do we feel about Haaland's return to form? You said it was inevitable.
Mr. Smith said
great timing as well, right?
Great timing. Like Pep says, show when it's time. What?
I've never said that. Never said that.
Nah, he said something like that. Mark Gay.
Never said that.
I believe you.
Never
we
said that.
Wait, right.
Your class.
No. He said
something along those lines. When the time comes, it's in this realm of when the time comes.
Show me.
It's show me. Yeah, and that's what he said to Mark Gay. And what they're doing now, City, is now it's the business end and they're showing us. That's it.
Do you think it was a bad side Harden played against, though? Or a bad Virgil? Or a bad bat line? Or a bad team in form that made Harden look
this good? No, Liverpool ain't a good team anymore.
I think it was all of the above. I think it was, yeah.
Because Harden struggled. Poet's been going on about how long Harden ain't scored for.
He wasn't great against us in the Carabao.
He's not been great prior to this.
He's got to have a handful of shirt, and I think... Just that, you got to have a handful
it's true,
of shirt
it's
with,
true, it's true.
With
Saliba
Haaland.
Roughed him
yeah,
up.
It was. It's that.
You couldn't do that with that shirt, could you?
Even though we're...
You got it, yeah.
Hey, my shirt moves, man. My shirt moves, man. Hey, move my shirt, bro. Move my shirt. Just move my shirt, bro, so they know it moves, bro. Move it, bro.
Go like this,
bro. Just go like that, bro.
Nah, it's calm.
There you go, it moves, man.
Look at the sleeve come up. The sleeve come up.
I'm hench, bro.
Nah.
I'm African. This is what happens. This is the body type. No gym.
He's African as well.
We should be seeing your.
Who? Smithens.
Wait, originally I am,
he's
yeah.
He's Af as well, bro.
9.7% Ghanaian and 10.7% Sierra Leone, yeah.
Yeah, he reforms from
Young
Africa.
Young reform is crazy as well.
Mozambique.
All right.
He's not read a book with all displaced Africans. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Big up, you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but you're born
still African then.
That's cat.
See? Hey, I knew where to go. Right, I knew you to point
that.
I knew where to go.
You've got to stop pointing because we can see your armpit hairs coming from the bottom.
I've got armpit. Do you shave yours?
Armpit hairs.
Do you not shave your armpits?
You shave
your armpits? Yeah,
I don't
do that.
I do.
I feel like that's a matting.
Oh, you not shave your
armpits? What are you doing? It's hygiene.
You lot sweat. Yeah. You lot have a sweat.
You stink. I don't stink like that.
There's I don't my stink.
You must do. You have to shave your armpits because you stink so much.
No, I don't.
Because you're saying it's hygiene. So I've got my
him?
Armpit
what
hair. I'm fine. I'm
then?
Fine.
Why are you shouting? Why are you shouting? Why are
you just blaming me?
I want to be the cleanest possible, bro.
Yeah, but I think armpit hairs helps. Armpit hair actually helps hygiene.
I don't clean it bald, but I got a trim, dude. You can't have... Yeah, bro. I can show you right now, bro.
Man's got a little face.
Bro, don't just grow forever. I've never cut it in my life. Two and a half. You're moving like I've got a Jackson 5 thing.
Man got a skid fade on his armpit, you know. You look insane.
No. Electric.
Manscaped. Well, you use that same shaver for your armpits as your beard, innit?
No.
Yes, you do. You ain't got two shavers.
And your head.
And your pubes. And your pubes. And your pubes.
All right, man.
That's why you got a razor bump.
I've got a Manscaped. I've got a Manscaped. And I've got Philips.
You ain't got two shavers.
Bro, he's got a dry beard here, bro. That beard is suffering. Now, all of a sudden, he's doing skincare.
I don't want to be razor.
Don't be razor.
Don't be racist. He's looking after himself. Bro, look at his lips. They're dry. Oh my, he ain't looking after shit.
Control it.
Don't stop me. No.
Leadership.
This one called me a gorilla.
Leadership.
Did he say gorilla?
Leadership.
Did he say gorilla?
Leadership.
Bro.
Leadership.
What we're not going to do is lie to me.
He's saying, look, just control it.
Leadership.
Don't look calm, man.
No.
He does look calm. When I went to class, you had that bump control cream.
Shut up, man.
Not
at all. AstraZeneca.
So, Sudocreme. What's it called?
I said, your hair is grey. He went, nah, that's pseudocreme. I said, ain't that for the ass, blood?
Man, student, get ready with me with pseudocreme. No.
Hey, tell him.
Bro, can everyone stop, please?
No.
Right, if Liverpool ain't going to get, you're sure going to get.
Bro, I don't even know where I am. I don't even know what we're saying.
Right, tell him about the thrush cream he's got as well.
Thrush cream? What do you use that? Could you use that for acne, innit? Thrush cream.
What?
I was scrolling during the weekend. Obviously, it was the FA Cup tie. I was scrolling. I came across a video, long form content. It might have been about 15 minutes.
One of them ones.
There was a man on there, like just, I don't know, just pure jubilation, talking about what it means. This is why we're West Ham. This is that. It's going crazy. And then his team lost.
So we're not gonna talk like I'm not sitting here. Yeah, I'm a big Bumba Clark bad man. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Stevens.
All right.
Kevin Stevens.
Boys.
Wait. Like, I don't talk with a list, do I? A dickhead. You do though. Kevin, you got a list.
Kevin Stevens.
Anyway, I'll answer that. It wasn't a question, was it? But I'll explain what happened there. Is that we were 2-0 down. A lot of people were messaging me.
Good game.
Saying that we're out, this, that, and the other. Obviously, we got to 2-2. I'm passionate.
90 plus minutes, both in a minute.
90 plus minutes, boy. 2-2. We had two goals disallowed. Hit the post twice. I think three goals disallowed. We were battering them. But at the end of the day, you don't score your pens.
You go out.
You go out, mate. And we went out.
Could this be a blessing in disguise for you?
This definitely, for me, is a blessing. We can now focus on the league, obviously. That's what happens when you go out of cups. You focus on what you're in. So for me, it's just about staying up now. But if we do go down, it's a reset.
I was tweeting, I'm saying, like, this fighting spirit you're showing, I think it's going to do you a lot well. That was a good performance. Obviously, the penalties didn't go your way.
We're playing for the manager,
bro. Take that into the league for the last remaining games. I mean, even that home game against...
Leeds.
Arsenal. They've got coming up. It's tough.
We've got Arsenal in the 10th year, man.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
What about, what's his name? Danny Dyer singing the Jared Bowen song.
It's a big song.
So what? But he said he's shagging his daughter.
So what? So he didn't make the song.
Banner.
And he is. What's up?
I ain't saying that about my daughter, man.
English banner, isn't it? English banner.
I mean, he's not making a big deal out of it. He's a West Ham fan.
When you say you lot,
West Ham till he dies. Captain slamming up the daughter.
Nope.
They like the song.
Hey, hell yo. Whoa.
Conflict of interest, isn't it?
Yeah, it's conflict of interest, my friend.
You can't say it.
So he's not slamming
I wouldn't let no one sit around
me.
This is me. I keep trying to teach you a lot about
Stevens.
Me. I ain't going to let no one sit here and talk about slamming your girl.
No one's saying anything.
I didn't make the song.
Don't sing the song. It's fine. Yeah?
Danny Dyer's singing the song.
That's what I said.
The dad's singing the song.
The dad's singing it.
And I can't sing it.
No. Not in front of me. No, it ain't about the song. You said, man, slamming up the daughter. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
It's my family, bro.
I was in support of him. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm saying
they've got lovely families. It's lovely.
It's friendly.
The slamming
banter.
Made babies, man. And they made lovely banter. Babies. It's fine.
It's football banter. He loves the club. He loves the captain. I don't see why he would have a problem with that.
No.
Like, obviously.
He's reading Twitter. Like, that's what they do. These lot here. They're all Twitter guys, bro.
He's on Facebook. It ain't just Twitter.
Yeah, or Facebook, whatever it is, bro. But listen, and we know this because you tell us. You watch all these things and
you send us stuff. I can't open.
I can't access it.
All the time.
Facebook.com. I can't access it. It's like, what? Say 570k likes. I'm saying there's 570,000 people on
the
Facebook.
Answer to your thing. So if say someone's cussing you, say someone's cussing your family or singing a song, the best way to answer is do the B-Rabbit thing. You go, yeah, he is doing this with my daughter. Yeah, blah. That's it. Then it goes away.
If he was
to get angry,
then there's no joke
then
anymore.
They're going to be just going to go mad.
There's no that joke is. Anymore.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Come on, man. But I've been on this earth 34 years and I'm still teaching you old people, like, you get it?
But you know what's mad about the pens, though? Did you see your last round against Brentford?
Perfect pens.
Perfect
But we didn't
pens.
Have those players on the pitch. There's only two players on the pitch that
But did
those.
You tactically go, because I heard that you lot tactically aimed to go high for those five pens because of who you were playing against.
Yes.
So how yeah,
you know
sad
the
man.
Tactics though. If the tactics can get out that quick, bro, they're it's not like, good.
Same way you so come in and talk
the
tactics.
The tactics. How do you know what they were planning to shoot
the
high?
Keeper and he goes low.
That's dumb.
Are you
man.
Kidding me? Like,
the tactics. Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
The keeper so had the ball notice. With the names yeah, and the players.
So you didn't notice yeah, that the boy Finn, the new boy.
Breathe. Why are you looking at me like that, bro?
So Steve-O, Areola.
Let me talk about the keeper first. They asked the question about why they went high, right?
Go on then, bro.
So in with keepers, if you noticed our last keeper that came on, Little Finn, he came on for Areola, like you was going to say, he dived low every time. Every time. So I was saying to myself, if they go high every time, they're going to score. That's what happened.
So Areola, Steve-O, yeah?
Yeah.
He is injured.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to affect
him? Finn's good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, Finn's good.
Reckon?
Yeah, he'll be good enough. He's confident, boy. He'll come in and do all right.
I hope so. I think if you lot survive, it means Tottenham go down. So I absolutely...
I want Leeds to go down.
Obviously, no.
Tottenham are going to make it.
On a karma thing, we'll not talk about that. Let's talk about...
I hear it still.
This episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com. That's nickpouches.com.
Yep, and you just make sure you comment below and you share and hype, like, and subscribe.
Hype, is sure.
Can we advertise one of my things I've got going on in there?
Go on.
So I'm doing a sex party. It's for...
Aye.
Make sure you comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. Get in the comments. Let us know how you feel about the Champions League games, the results, and all that kind of stuff. And we will see you on Friday. Filthy, we are out.
Peace.
Let's go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.